Confidence is an act of faith. Confidence is an act of faith. If you have confidence in yourself, you have an act of faith. You are believing in yourself. You are believing that you can do anything you set your mind to. You are setting forth your attitude about yourself. You are standing forth and you are being firm and you are being able to do anything you want to do. Confidence is an act of faith. As we step out in life, as we step forth and be who we are, as we live our life in a dramatic, dynamic, wonderful way, we are being confident. We are being confident that we can do whatever it is that we choose to do. We can do whatever it is that turns us on, that makes us happy. We can fulfill all the dreams of our heart. We can fulfill all the dreams of our life, all of the desires that we might have for ourselves, because they are that which come forth out of confidence. They are that which come forth out of who we are, out of what makes our life strong and powerful and beautiful. And we can do it. We can do it, and we do it, because it is who we are, and it is a wonderful thing. It's a very wonderful thing to know that whatever you set your mind to do, you can do it. This confidence is what geniuses express when they let go and they let the divine in them shine forth in its most magical, wonderful way. The great masters, the great writers, the authors, the philosophers, all the people who live their life fully and beautifully, who live their life in the revealed wisdom that is within them, have confidence in themselves. They believe in what they're saying. Confidence is really sort of something you cannot put your finger on. It's something when you say to yourself, I can do this. You have an inner knowingness. You have an inner confidence. You have an inner belief that you can accomplish what you want to do. And then you set forth and you do it. And the more confidence you have, the more belief in yourself that you have, the more wisdom that you have, the more that you are listening to your divine, the more you accomplish whatever you want to do in its most beautiful, magnificent way. Now, can you do that? Do you have the possibility, the potentiality to do that? Do you have the wisdom to do that? Do you know how to be yourself and have fun being yourself? Do you have the confidence to walk forth in your life in anything you want to do? If I say to you, spell this word, and then you say, I don't know how, I don't know how, I don't have any feeling for that word, I have never spelled it. Well, that's a lack of confidence. If I say, spell this word, you say, pronounce it for me again. And so I pronounce the word for you, confidence. And then you spell it. And when you spell it with confidence. You spell it with the inner knowledge that you know how to spell the word. You know how to do it. These are things that we all have the ability to do. These are things that we all have the ability to walk in the path of an inner confidence where we can accomplish any goal in our life. For truly, that's how we accomplish the goals in our life. That's how we accomplish the dreams that we have. That's how we accomplish all the things that we would like to fulfill in our world. We accomplish them because we know and believe in ourselves. We know that the divine wisdom within us is there waiting for us to reveal it, waiting for us to enjoy it. The divine wisdom is always there. The divine confidence, if you will, is always there for us at any moment we choose to call upon it. Wise people call upon their inner confidence all of the time. Leaders call upon their inner confidence all the time. Teachers call upon their inner confidence all the time. Authors, poets, artists, every one of the people who wants to call upon that inner confidence, they call upon it because that is their art. That is their conviction. That is their wonderful way of doing something. Yes, it's what we are. It's who we are. Confidence is an act of faith. It's an act of believing in yourself. It's an act of knowing that whatever you choose to do, you can do. Whatever you choose to understand, you have an inner knowingness about it. You have an inner understanding about it. It's that inner faith that tells you, yes, this it is so. So you write your book, and you're not outlining your book ahead of time. You might, but normally, an author who is experienced, he just sits down and writes what his ideas are. He writes his thoughts. He writes them beautifully. He writes them wonderfully. He puts all of the ideas in there to make those thoughts into something very beautiful, something very fantastic. And as he does this, he comes up with something very noble and very wonderful. The artist takes the lump of clay and fashions it into what she will. And as the artist does this, the artist does not have a clear picture immediately of what they want to do. But as they let their fingers mold the clay, the object of their choice comes out, and it comes out beautifully and wonderfully. Now, they could not tell you ahead of time what that object is going to be because they have not yet revealed it in their heart, but it's within them. The ideal that they're working on with their clay is in them already, but they have to reveal it. And as they reveal it, it's revealed through an act of faith. It's something so beautiful, so fantastic, so glorious, that only they can be aware of it. Only the artist is aware of his art. Only the writer is aware of their writing. Only the father is aware of what he tells his children. Only the mother knows perfect guidance for her children. Only as we let go and let that inner confidence be. With confidence, we reach out and do whatever it is we want to do. With confidence, we love everything, and we know everything is fantastic and glorious and good, and we do it now beautifully, and it is done. If you have confidence, it is an act of faith, and that act of faith always fulfills itself. That act of faith always reveals itself. That act of faith always gives of itself unto all circumstances. And in that act of faith, everything is joyous. Everything is fantastic. Everything is marvelous. Everything is beautiful. Because everything is divine. Are you ready for letting the confidence in you be your act of faith? Are you ready and willing and able to have this act of confidence, being confidence, to know that you can do whatever you set out to do, and then you do it? Your confidence is your inner scope of awareness. It makes you feel that you can do it. It makes you feel that you do know how to do it. It makes you feel that it is something fantastic, and it makes you feel that there's nothing else that matters. Nothing else in the world makes any difference at all. Only you, as you step forth and be yourself and be the fantastic being that you are. Confidence is an act of faith. It's an act of faith that you and I and everyone in the world puts forth and achieves whatever their goal may be. Let the confidence in you spring forth today and show you the way to do everything that's in your heart and your mind, all the dreams that you have, your confidence will guide you to fulfill them beautifully. It's the faith that accomplishes all things. Know this for yourself today, and as you do, you will find success in everything you do. Know that I see this in you, and I love you. I love you. I love you.